Hi there, I'm Brooke Baldwin at the CNN Center in Atlanta, and here's a look at what's happening now in the news. A slow-starting Atlantic hurricane season is now rushing in, and a few named storms are on our radar. Take a look here. Claudette came ashore as a tropical storm in the Florida Panhandle early this morning. Now downgraded to a depression, it is the first named storm of the season to actually make U.S. landfall, leaving a lot of rain in her wake. Hurricane Bill, a stronger storm, is churning through the Atlantic right now, and Bill could become a major hurricane a little later this week. More than a week after Typhoon Morakot struck the island, more than 30 countries and territories have pledged money, helicopters, medication, and other supplies to help the island. The storm killed at least 123 people. And yesterday, a U.S. Marine Corps C-130 cargo plane flew into Taiwan just to unload plastic tarps for shelter. Also, the USS Denver is expected to arrive today with additional humanitarian aid and water purification capabilities. It has been less contentious this morning for Senator Arlen Specter. He held a town hall meeting earlier today with veterans there in Philadelphia. In fact, many of the recent meetings about health care have seen very angry protests. Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki is joining the senator today in Philadelphia at Drexel University. Hey, if you live in Chicago today, guess what? The city, it's shutting down to save a little bit of money. Well, it's kind of shutting down here. It's the first of three reduced service days. What does that mean? Well, here's what you won't get. No trash pickup, no street sweeping, city offices are closed, and employees will not be paid. Local media in Chicago is reporting that this could save the city more than $8 million over the course of 3 days. The other two are later in the year, and police and fire departments certainly not shutting down. Those won't be affected. World Wrestling Entertainment CEO Linda McMahon is reportedly contemplating a run for Senate in Connecticut next year. A WWE spokesman tells the Hartford Current newspaper that McMahon is considering a run for the Republican nomination for the seat currently held by Democrat Christopher Dodd. In addition to her WWE work, McMahon also serves on Connecticut's Board of Education. And those are some of the headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more of those stories and other news throughout this Monday.